world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show,
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, Zambi.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Free smoke, free smoke. I do like that record off More Life.
There we go.
I like that record. That's the first record. And then I like the second record, No Long Talking. I think that's what it's called.
All right, so you do have some type of...
I like those two records.
Yeah, like those two records are hard. He's rapping in those records.
Yes, tough tunes. Tough tunes right there. Tough tunes.
And then maybe as you continue to listen, you'll find more.
I don't know. Maybe. It's possible. Discovery is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Smoke is dope, though. Well, we got Jason Derulo joining us this morning.
Jason Derulo, he put out that song Swalla that you all know featuring Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting who Jason Derulo is because, like, when I posted, you know, we do a tune in the day before and say who's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Right.
And when I post them on my page, it seemed like nobody that follows me really likes Jason Derulo. Like, they always have jokes about him, and they keep talking about him falling down the stairs, but that wasn't him falling down the stairs on that meme.
No.
And they always talk about him falling at the Grammys. That's not Jason Derulo. We've talked about that with him before.
But, you know, he's one of those artists that is so successful, just not in the quote-unquote urban world, more of the pop and crossover world.
Yeah, like Flo Rida, like Pitbull.
Pitbull. That people usually forget about who he is as an artist and forget how successful he is. Yeah,
he had a whole album of platinum songs. It was Jason Derulo's platinum hits. 11 of them. 11 songs. Mm-hmm. That's a huge accomplishment. So you know he's getting money.
Well, that's a key indicator that people don't really care about your success.
And he's also written a lot of songs for other artists too.
Yeah, because if it was strictly about success, y'all would be Jason Derulo fans.
Absolutely.
But something else isn't connecting. Yeah, and
he's from the same place as Rick Ross, so they're both from
absolutely
Carroll City, Florida.
He's a Haitian from Miami.
He's Haitian.
He just as hood and ghetto as Ross.
But people don't know.
Pitbull from the hood.
They don't know that.
Absolutely.
Either. They just look at his songs and be like, I'm not messing with him. But now he's very accomplished. He makes a lot of bread, and we'll talk to him a little bit later. You know, it should be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what else are we getting into? What's on front page news, G?
Well, you're going to talk about Kaepernick and how Donald Trump is saying that he's the reason that Colin Kaepernick hasn't been picked up by any NFL team. Also, we'll talk about Comey and what he has to say about the wiretapping and about the Russians interfering with the election.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Don't go anywhere. Here's Bad and Bougie. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, also, if you feel blessed, you want to get on the phone lines right now, tell everybody why you're blessed. Maybe it's your birthday. You're just feeling good. 800-585-1051.
Maybe you got some packages in the mail today of clothes you ordered.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Well, Colin Kaepernick, it seems like no team has picked him up as of yet. He was a quarterback for the 49ers. And Donald Trump, well, of course, he has something to say about it.
There was an article today that NFL owners don't want to pick him up because they don't want to get a nasty tweet from Donald Trump. Do you believe that? I just saw that. I said, if I remember that one, I'm going to report it to the people of Kentucky. Because they like it when people actually stand for the American flag, right?
I'm glad he asked if we believe it. Because I don't believe it. Did he cite his sources? Because I never saw that article that said people are afraid to pick up Cap.
Now, Spike Lee posted a picture with Colin Kaepernick. He said, just had brunch with my brother, Colin. How is it that there are 32 NFL teams and Cap is still a free agent? Smells mad fishy to me. Stinks to the high heaven. The New York Jets need a quarterback. And he goes on to talk about this is straight up shenanigans.
Yeah, and Donald Trump needs to realize he's not the reason that Cap won't get picked up by NFL teams. The reason Cap isn't getting picked up by any NFL team is because Cap exercised his right to protest in America and didn't stand for the flag. And salute to my guy, Colin Kaepernick. I participated in his I Know My Rights camp. And people who pass on Kaepernick shouldn't be concerned about who won't support because Cap is on the team. And think about the millions and millions of people who will support because Cap is on the team.
Now let's talk about the FBI director.
Yes, FBI director James Comey has confirmed a couple of different things. This is what he had to say about evidence of wiretapping. As you know, Donald Trump has accused former President Barack Obama of wiretapping him during the election.
I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
All right. Now, as far as the investigation on Russia, the possibility that Russia and members of the Trump campaign team have been speaking, communicating with each other, here's what Comey had to say about that.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. That includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
I need a translation. I need some politics for dummies. So basically, we know Barack had nothing to do with the wiretapping.
There's no evidence of wiretapping. There was no wiretapping.
Pretty much.
This is one of those times where Barack doesn't need to go high when Trump goes low. He should sue the hell out of Donald Trump.
He absolutely has every right to do that.
Positively be petty and sue the hell out of our celebrity in chief, Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Now, in the meantime, Donald Trump's American Health Care Act is going to go before Capitol Hill and in front of the House on Thursday. So that is, they need 216 votes necessary to pass that bill out of the House on Thursday. So we'll see what happens. Trump is meeting with lawmakers this morning.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night. You don't feel like waking up this morning and going to work. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You getting mad?
Hey, yo, son, why you look like that?
Yo, I'm real mad, son.
Yo, but stop acting like that.
Yo, I'm getting real mad, son. Matter of fact, yo, tell me why you mad on The Breakfast Club, man, for real. Me all emotional, I'm sweating, snot coming out my nose. I can't stand it. For real, I'm out of here.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? It's Rick from Brooklyn. Evie, good morning. Angela, good morning. Shout
out. Good morning.
Rick, what's up, why bro? You mad this morning, bro?
Yeah, so, hey, what? I'm mad because I'm not really a Drake fan, right? I know he makes the music, but you cannot take it away from him when it comes to the resume with the ladies, right?
Right.
I'm not really a big fan of music, but the resume with the ladies. But I just seen a picture on the Shade Room. Actually, my wife sent me a picture.
Oh, my gosh, with him and Sade?
Oh, my God. Angela.
How excited. You know I love Sade.
Don't hate.
If Drake ever puts his hands or make any inappropriate approaches to Sade, I'm going to find him a whoop his ass. I'm telling you.
Musically, he loves her and admires her, as we all do.
Yeah, by the way, let's not act like every time Drake takes a picture with a woman that he's having sex with her, okay?
That's Sade.
No, I'm not saying that. Especially in this particular situation. I'm hoping not. But that's my lifelong crush, my man.
Because he's...
my wife's been...
Don't hate.
My wife knows that. She sent me this picture.
He's a fan, just like we're all fans, okay?
No hate, but, we're assuming that he did. All of them.
Seeing Drake with Sade.
All the time, right?
Seeing Drake with Sade is like seeing me with Patti LaBelle. That's just my lifelong crush. That's
if you
all.
Had your chance.
Miss Patty?
Yes, you would. Don't lie.
Yeah.
All
without
right.
question.
There you go.
And I eat that pie and all of her other pies.
Okay.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
Awkward.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Yo.
What's up? What's your name, bro?
Hey, this is Edmund from Fayetteville. Welcome to the Breakfast Club, yo. I'm glad I got
well,
you.
Well, actually, welcome to Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Welcome to Breakfast Club to Fayetteville.
Now, why you mad, bro?
You know what we talking about.
Hey, I got a couple reasons why I'm mad, yo. One of them is, I don't know if y'all lie, but that Gamecocks hat Charlamagne got on,
State
trash.
He got it on. It just said Cox on it.
You hating on my South Carolina Gamecocks? My wife is an alumni at USC, baby.
I'm from the real North Carolina. I'm from the real North Carolina. It's Duke, baby.
First of all, it's no such thing as the real North Carolina because there's one North Carolina and it's the South Carolina. Now, if you said the real Carolina, that would make sense. But
hey,
South Carolina all day.
I can't go back and forth with you, Solomon. I know that. And one more reason why I'm mad, man. My light skin, my baby's brother, Drake. That whack album, man.
I don't like it either, but I don't really like any Drake album. So, I'm not the person to ask. I like Free Smoke, though. Free Smoke, Free Smoke!
Hello, who's this?
This is Unique from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, Unique.
Hi, Unique. Most girls named Unique are dead regular.
Not at all. Not me.
Okay.
I'm very different. Actually, you know what? I'm one of a kind.
There you go.
Why are you mad this morning?
I'm mad this morning because I thought it made sense. I live in Lexington, Kentucky, but I opened a business in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving to work this morning. It takes an hour and a half to get there. I have to work 14 hours and then drive back home tonight at like 11 o'clock. I don't know why I even did this.
Hey, but look at the bright side. It's your own business.
There you go.
I'm very excited about that.
Come on, you're going hard for yourself.
It's your own business. Word up. I'd rather be driving an hour and a half for myself than for somebody else.
That's true.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to keep telling myself every day. I go in my business with a huge smile.
What do you do? What's
your
business?
Shout your business out.
I'm a nurse, so I opened a nurse aid school so I can provide education for the community.
Come on now, sister. Come on, queen. Talk to me now.
What's the name of it?
Yes. It's called A Unique Place Enterprise.
A Unique Place Enterprise.
That sounds like a rental car place, but if you say you in there taking care of people, I respect it.
And you can listen to The Breakfast Club while you drive.
Absolutely. And it is just like a rental place because we're going to drive you right to college. So I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Salute to you. Nothing but respect, baby.
You have a good morning. Tell them why you're mad, but now let's tell them why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, call us right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Shantula from Houston, Texas.
What's up, Mama? Tell them why you blessed this morning.
Today is my birthday.
Happy Born Day, boo. Happy Born Day, queen.
What you doing to celebrate?
Right now I'm working. So
you work
at? Gotta make the bread.
Sound like that fast food place popping this morning.
No, not at all. Get home. My husband is going to surprise me with breakfast. And then we're going to have tacos and movie day.
Taco Tuesday.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Enjoy your birthday, Mama.
All right. Thanks, Angela Gee. I love you guys.
Love you.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Nyoka.
Hey, Nyoka.
Hey, Nyoka. Tell you sound like blessed. A video game. Why your parents name you after a video game?
Good morning. I'm not a video game.
Okay. Why are you blessed? Why
I'm
you blessed
calling this morning to tell you why I'm blessed.
Go ahead.
I'm blessed because my son, Sean LaVon Jr., turns 10 years old.
Okay.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him.
Thank you. He was born at 25 weeks. Weighing 2 pounds, 1 ounce.
Wow.
Wow. How much you
so
weigh now?
Creamy.
Yes, that's my miracle baby.
What a miracle.
How much you weigh now?
74 pounds, and he's 1.5 feet.
Oh, okay. he ain't stopped eating since he came up?
Nope, not at all.
Yes, he came up.
All
and
right.
He has no health issues. Thank you guys
that's
so much.
Incredible.
Have a blessed day.
All righty. Enjoy his birthday. Hello, who's this?
It's Bart.
Hey, tell him why you blessed.
I'm blessed because I'm off work today. And I'm going to the gym at Starbucks. I have nothing to do but relax today.
Oh, there that is go. So nice.
Enjoy your day off, bro.
Get a nice early workout. Have that energy all day long. Mm-hmm. Cool out. Watch Iron Fist on Netflix or something.
Tell me about it. This is my favorite radio show, but I'd like to send some shots out to Tim Rock and Augusta and LeVette Miller.
Okay.
And St. John Towers.
Hey, the name of the radio show is The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God. Just want to throw that out there.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, man. It's the best radio show, The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God, and DJ Envy, and Finance Angela Yee.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you, baby.
There you go.
All right.
Just got to keep that fresh in listeners' minds, just in case y'all forgot.
Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you want to spread some positivity, you can call us. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Tom Brady. They have found out who stole his jersey. We'll tell you who that is.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, after Rather You Than Me came out, Lil Wayne and Rick Ross have had somewhat of a love fest with each other, and Lil Wayne is still addressing some issues with his label and, of course, with Birdman at South by Southwest. Here's what Lil Wayne had to say during his performance.
Yeah, I know y'all do know I am going through some bullshit with my motherfucking career. And niggas are trying to steer my career without letting me do or say a damn thing. But it's moments like this that make that bullshit this big to me. I appreciate it. If you think that I am stressing or letting this shit get to me, please remember, there's too much good and too many great motherfucking loyal fans to worry about bullshit. As Birdman.
There's no way in hell Birdman got the money to pay Lil Wayne. Because if Birdman money, he would have rectified that situation a long time ago. I came to that conclusion last
night.
I'm like,
gone.
Birdman does not have the money to pay Lil Wayne.
That money's gone. Because
there's no way you taking all of this slander for years on purpose.
But he could pay him in increments, though.
Or they could come up with some type of situation where, okay, this next album, when you put it out, we'll put it out, and you get all the...
Nah.
He could figure out a way, even if he doesn't have the cash on hand.
Wayne ain't gonna do $5-6 million like he did before. He got to pay him in increments, like a couple here, a couple there.
But with streaming and everything, and all kinds of deals, like how Chance the Rapper did the deal with Apple.
Y'all talking about what he's supposed to get. What about the brother Lil Wayne? What about what he's owed?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they were talking about figuring out ways to pay back that old money.
She's saying give him
more. By giving him a better deal for whatever he has coming out.
I mean, if Birdman's smart, he just gives Wayne the rights to all his next couple albums. Here.
Yeah, just give him that and that'll rectify.
I raped you enough. I raped you enough and went broke doing it or whatever. So here, you go.
And now it might also be an ego thing too. Who knows?
No, we ain't better.
All I know is if you're a new artist, why would you ever sign the Birdman when he does not historically does not pay his artists?
All right, Tom Brady, in the meantime, they have recovered the stolen Super Bowl jerseys. It was actually found in possession of an international media member. That man worked for the Mexican editorial organization. His name is Martin Mauricio Ortega. He was a director of one of its newspapers, Diario La Prensa. He just resigned last Tuesday.
So they found the jersey in Mexico?
Yes, the jersey was found in Mexico.
Oh, Tom Brady's friend definitely about to build the wall now.
Authenticating the jerseys. In addition to that, they did find a Von Miller helmet from Super Bowl 50. And sources are trying to make sure that they authenticate that as well. So they said they did have video footage showing Ortega entering the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
What the problem is, they had to go through everybody's credentials. That was about 20,000 credentials they had to go through before they finally settled on Ortega as a person of interest.
How did they find it?
How did they find it?
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't wearing it on the way out.
No, he actually went into the locker room. They saw the video footage of him with his back to the camera putting the jersey into a black plastic bag.
Let me tell you
so
something.
They had to go through credentials of everybody to find out who had access, who is it, and that's how they found out he was a person of interest. And then they did go to Mexico and recover the jerseys, amongst other things. Now, here's the other issue. That guy, if he sold anything to anybody else, anybody might have bought in some stolen sports memorabilia from him. They have to return that or they could be prosecuted as well. So imagine you're minding your business, buying something that you think is some memorabilia from some past sporting event, and turns out it was a stolen good, and
that's
you get
foul.
In trouble.
That's
whatever
foul.
Donald Trump has ever told Tom Brady about Mexicans, Tom Brady absolutely believes at this moment.
And you know, this happened to Nicolas Cage before. Remember?
He bought a dinosaur bone, right?
A dinosaur skull. He bought it for $276,000. Turns out it was stolen. He just had to take the loss and return it.
You just lose $270,000. That wasn't his dumbass. He bought it thinking it was legit.
Why the hell would you buy a dinosaur skull?
That's rich people problem.
What you gonna do with a dinosaur skull? I got a dinosaur skull in my house.
Hanging in my
house. What if I don't even believe dinosaurs ever existed?
Well,
but therefore, you just got some bones.
Well,
that's a chicken. I know a chicken when I see one.
That's not a chicken.
That's
man.
A chicken, bro. That's a chicken, man. That's a dog.
That chicken looked pretty big. That's that was
dog,
on Instagram,
man.
Though, but that wasn't a chicken.
Lord have mercy, did you see that chicken
yeah,
on Instagram?
I see that chicken, man.
Man, I swear to God, I saw that chicken and that thing made me almost want to start being a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, listen. Can we move on with the rumors, okay?
I wish I could show y'all this chicken we talking about.
Did you see the chicken?
What? No.
That chicken was as big as you. No, as a matter of fact, it was bigger than you.
It was bigger than you, Yee.
That chicken was about 6 feet tall and about 250 pounds. And there was a few of them.
He hopped out doing the Dougie.
Whatever GMOs y'all loading these chickens up with, stop.
Yes,
that's not natural, and that's scary.
That was a huge chicken.
That tastes good fried.
Yeah.
All right, Rich the Kid, he was escorted off the plane, and that is because he was playing his music from his cell phone out loud, no headphones on the plane. So apparently they asked him to turn it off. The volume was too high. A flight attendant said, come on, turn it down. He refused, and that's when they called the cops to handle the situation. Here's Rich the Kid.
Rusty ass called the police for playing music. She rusty. She dirty. Look at her.
She was hating on me. You know what I'm saying?
Who does he think he is that he can just play music loud on the plane?
I don't know.
Why don't you show some respect for the other passengers? Don't nobody want to hear all that?
That's like people who be watching movies on their laptop or whatever and don't...
Super
you
loud.
Have to
put
use
your
headphones
on. That's the reason you have headphones on the plane. Like, the headphones... The plane is like a private space almost. Like,
right.
Relax. What's wrong with you, bro? Who do you think you are?
Well, he got escorted off the plane and he says the flight attendant is dusty.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Jason Derulo.
What's happening?
A real troublemaker.
Now, Jason, they was in here debating on whether or not that's your real hair.
Oh, I thought it was fake. The last time you had, you had a Caesar. And now you had near dreads.
Yeah, last time fast. I was here, I did not have a Caesar, by the way.
I had twists.
Yeah. They were just shorter.
Yeah, it was a lot shorter.
Do you have extensions, Jason?
I do not have extensions. I had a beard since I was 12 years old, bro. I mean, my hair grows fast, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you are a troublemaker. Now, we were listening to Swallow, and Nicki Minaj was on the song.
Yeah,
and
Papoose said he need to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For what?
He didn't like the way you let Nicki throw subliminals at you.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I ain't even put two and two together, man. Like, I ain't even, like, think about, oh, she must be talking about somebody different. Nah, it was literally, she dropped the verse. It was like, oh, this is dope. Fly, we ready to go. And we ain't thinking nothing of it. Me, my team, nobody.
What if she would have told you, just so you know, I'm coming at Remy on this verse on your song. You cool with that?
I mean, it's your verse. Like, whatever you want to do on your verse is your verse. They got nothing to do with me personally. I mean,
whatever. What about if she would have named names? Would that have been like, man?
That might have been a little much to put on my song.
But you wouldn't have said, what this got to do with Swallow?
It is a good, fun song, though. Mm-hmm.
It is. So, I mean, whatever you decide to do on your verses is, that's how hip-hop is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever somebody does on their verses is up to them. You know what I'm saying? It's just always been that way.
Right.
I heard you've been real into your health lately, your health and fitness.
Yeah, so I'm definitely on the health kick. I invested in a company called Rumble, which we're opening up gyms all over America.
There you
I
go.
Just worked out at Rumble on Saturday night.
That's what's up.
Yeah, with Kevin Hart. He did the Fighting Childhood Obesity.
I know,
and Juices for Life, we sponsored it, and I did the Rumble workout.
Oh, yeah, I did see
and
that.
And I'm still very sore from it. I could barely walk down the steps.
Amazing.
So you invested in all the Rumbles? Or
all Rumbles.
Rumble is great,
like
by the way.
I like to hear that, Jason. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, please. We like want to hear about that. It was awesome.
Money in good place.
I appreciate that. Yeah, so I invested in Catch. Mm-hmm. We now have a Catch in L.A.
Oh, the restaurant?
Yeah.
You get people fat, then go make them work out.
That's right.
There you go.
I like Catch.
Yeah, my brand, Level 13, will be available in every Bloomingdale's.
Oh, nice.
Well, most Bloomingdale's here in America. I'm super excited, man, because this is a lane that I didn't think about early in my career, man. But, like, going through different stylists and trying to figure out what my specific swag was. I mean, it was a difficult process because I never felt like I was at my flyest. I never felt like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, I realized, man, can I just do me? You know what I'm saying? Right. If I'm able to do me and dress the way that I want to dress, I'm always going to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to feel like my swag is on. And I'm always going to feel like I got my sexy on.
Why Level 13?
All right, so I went to college in New York. And as you know, in New York City, I mean, everything is super tight. I went to AMDA, which is a musical theater school, but my dorm room was on Level 13, and it was not the glam life. I felt like that was like my lowest low because I could literally brush my teeth from my bed. That's how small my room was.
Mm. But that was everybody in college.
Yeah, right. But it was my lowest low. I mean, not everybody in college had, I can't say that.
Struggle, because look, we had to share a bathroom with the whole floor.
Mine was pretty bad,
that was terrible.
Too,
I couldn't even brush my teeth in my room. So that was kind of low.
Yeah, you said you had a bathroom in the dorm. I know people that don't even have bathrooms in the dorm. The bathrooms be on the hall.
You're
spoiled.
Yeah,
you know what?
I was going to share the bathroom.
Nah, but this is the difference.
We had to share with the whole floor.
I feel that. All right, so y'all had that situation where you had to share the bathroom the whole floor.
Right.
But this is the difference. My floor consisted of students, but also consisted of older insane asylum.
You beat us.
You know what I'm saying? So like it was a little different. So
what school was this?
I don't want to put it on blast.
So they were going to class
different
with
now.
You?
No, they wasn't in class. It was just a dorm room situation because they couldn't put the tenants out until they passed away.
Oh,
I've never heard
a
person make college sound like prison.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So that was my lowest low from that perspective. You know what I'm saying? In terms of monetary, like I was eating four bananas a day because they were a quarter.
It's college, Jason.
It's college.
Everybody stalls in college.
That's where we have food from.
Level 13. I felt like Level 13 was the bottom, and everybody can start, you know, at the bottom and become, you know, something totally different. So that's why I chose that.
And you said you got involved in Catch in L.A.? That's a hot spot.
Oh, man, yeah.
Somebody else I heard on a part of Catch.
Marlon Wayans, yeah.
Marlon Wayans.
Mm-hmm. So now if we need a reservation, we can just hit you.
100%.
Sure.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. It's an unbelievable restaurant. And I became a part of it because I was just a huge fan of it, man. I mean, it's an unbelievable place. And I love going over and over and over again. So I was like, yo, I might as well just, you know, be a part of this thing. And it was the greatest investment because then in L.A., it just ended up blowing up and being, like, the hottest spot on the planet. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I go there on a Saturday night. You got Drake to the right. You got Wiz to the left. You got J-Lo over here. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, you've always kind of created your own lane, even from the beginning of your career, just starting off as a songwriter and then mm-hmm. jumping into being an artist. Was that always the end goal?
You know what? Being a songwriter is kind of something that just happened. I mean, I was in Miami, and Miami is not really the most supportive place, you know, when it comes to, like, being an artist. So I
now
was like,
it is, though. Now they get a lot more support.
Yeah,
than
is
before,
it?
I think so.
Yeah, man, because it was crazy. I mean, I had all kinds of things happen. I got stories for days.
Like what?
Like, yeah, things like what? You can't just say
I
that.
I mean, I had a whole radio station, like blackball me for the whole beginning of my career because
what's the name of the station?
Nah, I can't say the name of the station.
Why would they blackball you?
So basically, in Miami, when I was coming up, this specific station was playing a homegrown talent, mm-hmm. and they were breaking people. But these people that they were breaking were signing these crazy deals where they were like getting 75% of everything. Mm. I was not about to sign that deal.
The radio station was signing artists?
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a program
like
director.
A real conflict.
It was a program director, and it was crazy. Because, I mean, I was not about to sign. I was like, listen, there's no way I'm giving you 75% of what I'm making. Jeez, I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So I didn't do it. So the whole beginning of my career, I got number one records after number one record, and they're not playing
still,
it at all.
Oh, still when you signed, they still wasn't playing your record.
Gee, I was blackballed for, like, the first, like, 3 years.
So how did y'all get over it? How did you get over it? Did he get fired?
What? He got fired eventually because they found out what he was doing. I think partly because of me, honestly.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm like, gee, look at America. Look at the stations that are playing me. And I'm from Miami, and this station is not playing me. And this is the similar station. Mm-hmm. This is a pop station, and they're not playing my records. Like, why's the problem? It don't make sense.
What made you not sign that deal? Because you weren't signed, and it seemed like everybody else was signing that deal, and that was your way on.
He had a lot of Haitian friends who had money. They were drug dealers. To be honest,
I mean, my manager's been my mentor since I was 12 years old. So, mm-hmm. like, I had somebody that, you know what I'm saying, that understood what the lay of the land should have been.
But that's your manager, maybe you would have.
I probably would have. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you send a bunch of Haitians up there to go beat them up?
I mean, you know.
I don't work for the white station.
I mean, it kind of works everywhere. I mean, to be honest, but,
pretty much.
But you know what I'm saying? We go in a different. I mean, it didn't really matter. It was home, mm-hmm. so that's the only reason why I was like, damn. Now we can't just continue to let this happen.
So, what's your relationship with Y100 now?
Y100? Oh, Y100.
Are you Googling it?
It's not Y100.
Power 96?
I'm not telling you what it is.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to tell you.
All right, we got more with Jason Derulo when we come back. Don't move. We'll find out what happened with him in America Airlines, all right? It was pretty nasty. We'll talk about it. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Jason Derulo in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, you accused American Airlines of racism. What happened in that situation?
It started off with us, you know, trying to educate the attendee that was trying to check us in. A concierge key, which is what I am, which is the highest tier, gets 4 bags. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you flying first class. Right.
Yeah.
And myself and everybody that I travel with is obviously the highest level because we're traveling every single day.
Right.
So everybody
gets 4 free bags.
Yeah, I forgot how many bags we had. We had like
19.
Like 19 bags.
Gosh, how many people?
And it was 7 of us.
Oh, that's, you got it covered.
So it was a very simple situation. We're just trying to educate the person on the other side. They wasn't trying to hear us. And we were limited time to catch the flight. He went to the back and stayed back there for like 15 minutes. So, as you could imagine, the boy is heated, you know what I'm saying? Because we about to miss our flight. So, he comes back 15 minutes later and says, you can no longer check your bags. So, we hot, you know what I'm saying? Of course. I mean, like, if I miss a show and, you know, say a show is you know, for $300K or something
like that. It costs you money.
not just that $300K. They'll sue me because
they've been promoting, spending money, people bought tickets.
So, I mean, you could be $1 million in the hole because you missed a show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just because you want to go back there and be upset at us because you don't know what you're doing, you just get automatically you get hot. They realized who I was. So, you know, they, you know, of course, took the bags, right? They said that one of the people that I was with could stay behind and check the bags for me. So
and catch the next flight.
Yeah, and he'll catch the next flight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good. Cool. So we continue on. We go get on the plane. And then our guy hits us, and he's like, yo, they say the bags is like, I forgot what.
$4,000.
$4,000.
I love it.
I'm gonna take you everywhere with me. This is amazing. $4,000, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm not gonna pay $4,000. Can you call Henry in here for me for a second?
At that point, it ain't about the money.
It's not about the money. It's the principle. Like,
but
like,
it also shouldn't cost $4,000 anyway.
I don't understand why y'all had to pay anyway. It wasn't about the payment.
It was something else that happened too.
And we fly with you guys all the time. We're supposed to get
$1.6 million a year on American Airlines.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of bread. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So I was like, we want to get off the plane. So just let us off the plane.
The door closed at that point?
Yeah, the door was closed.
Oh, so y'all opening the door.
Oh, yeah. That's another No, we didn't open the door. Uh-oh. No.
About to take off. Yeah, so, you know, they were just saying, is there anything we could do to help out or whatever? They was like, yeah. I was like, they check all the bags and we'd be good. So the captain's talking to the agent at the check-in, going back and forth. Not sure what was said, but long story short.
Oh, yeah. Let me give you, like, the kicker, though. The pilot comes out of the cockpit, right? And he's like, "I want these motherfuckers off my plane."
What?
The pilot said that,
right? I said, "You listen to me." I was like, "Don't try to change this around. You're not kicking me off the plane, and you're not gonna make it seem like the black man is getting kicked off the plane. I want to get off the plane."
You hit him with a little Creole. I know you hit him with some Creole.
we want to get off the plane. So don't try to make it seem like when the group of black guys are getting off the plane,
y'all got kicked off.
We're getting kicked off because we did something wrong. Oh. No, we're getting off. We asked to be.
Definitely hit him with some Creole.
Taking off the plane.
Kaka shouldn't get my right? own. Definitely.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we get off the plane finally, and then this other guy comes running up, and he's like, I need you motherfuckers off of the...
They were calling you
motherfuckers. Yes!
This is crazy.
Wow, this is crazy.
And so us being who we are, I mean, we know we're in the airport. You know, we're not stupid. We're not going to go crazy back on you.
Don't agitate us to the point where we end up getting arrested.
Right, because you're going to be fine. You're going to go home and sleep with your kids, and we're going to be in jail.
Absolutely.
Right. So at the end of the day, we like, wow, this is a crazy situation. I pull out my phone. I'm like, this is crazy. We're surrounded by like 13 police officers. And we like, okay, this is what it's gonna be. Like this is what you're gonna do. I take my phone out, and then they realize who I am, and then the whole tune just changes. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, everybody's being nice. And at the end of the day, so after everything happened, American Airlines buys us all dinner. They, you know what I'm saying? They put something out in the press, and tells everybody in the press that Jason was trying to check in 19 bags himself. You know what I'm saying? And trying to make me look stupid in front of everybody.
And you didn't want to pay the $4,000.
When behind the scenes, they're apologizing to me. They're giving everybody I'm with miles. They're apologizing and being so apologetic behind the scenes. But in the public, they're making me seem like the ignorant black man. Mm-hmm. So, it's a crazy situation.
So you want them to publicly come forward and say,
that's the right thing to do.
Somebody should get fired.
That's the right thing to do. Don't go out and release a statement about me and make it seem one way. I mean, I dropped it, you know, before today. Like, I didn't even talk about it. Like, TMZ was trying to hit me. But, like, I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
But, you,
still fly
you know.
Them?
Nah.
Okay. Really? So you don't even care about all the points and all the miles you racked up?
Nah, man, it's a messed up situation, man.
Right.
And it's crazy because people like Wendy Williams, you know what I'm saying, will go up and say, oh, here's another black man claiming racism. And I'm like, you're the problem. Mm-hmm. You're the problem. Like, you're helping the situation without even knowing the situation.
Absolutely. She should talk to you first.
You know me. Like you gonna go ahead and publicly speak on behalf of American Airlines when, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because in our community, man, it's so messed up. Like when there's people like that continue to, you know, belittle the fact that there's racism and that it exists. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Serious question. Did you have these problems before you grew dreads?
Shut up, man. This guy's a jerk. So what happened to the show? Did you make the show? Or you missed the show?
No, I made it to the show.
Oh, you did make it.
I forgot what we did, but yeah, we.
You flew on Spirit.
Oh, the Grammys.
Yeah, it was the Grammys. Okay, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing American Airlines can do to rectify the situation.
I mean, a public apology would mm-hmm. suffice. I mean, I don't want anything out of this situation, but just being like, it's not even American Airlines' fault. It's not the whole company.
Right. The one
it's
guy.
It's the people that were
it's
working.
It's a couple people. Mm-hmm. So my problem is with the statement that they released. Mm-hmm. Like, you released a statement making me look like a crazy man.
We have more with Jason Derulo when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got Jason Derulo in the building. Charlamagne?
What is it about Miami that makes hood pop stars? Because it's you, it's Flo Rida, it's Pitbull. Like, y'all are like bona fide pop stars,
you know,
international superstars.
What I think it is, to be honest, is the international aspect of the whole thing. I mean,
that's true.
You know, you go to class, I mean, you got everywhere. I mean, you got people from Brazil, you got people from
Cuba,
mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Haitian. I'm obviously Haitian. I mean, so you're just used to an international vibe.
Yeah, Miami is so international.
So if you're looking at an international picture, I mean, it's just so much more than just America, right? America's amazing. But, I mean, there's a big world out there. You know,
even going to
so
the clubs in Miami
had.
Is so different because they play all different kinds of music. People, mm-hmm. Everybody comes there, like, on vacation. So yeah, they cater to all different kinds of people.
I wonder if that's why Raw sound like that. Because Raw sound now, especially on this new album, is just like a grown, sophisticated mm-hmm. sound. Like, you probably could listen to it with anybody.
That's real. That's real.
You know what I meant to ask? With a lot of pop artists, you see this a lot of time, especially when pop artists that come from the hood, mm-hmm. they always feel like they want to hear their records with a party. And for sometimes they try to make those type of records that they're not used to it, and it always fails. We haven't heard that with you, where you try to make a record for the hood club, and they usually fail, and that's when they usually get down there.
Don't B.O.B. yourself.
I'm always stay true to who I am. So like if I do urban records, it's still gonna be me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not chasing anything. I'm not trying to be somebody I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for validation from anybody, because I mean just call a spade a spade. I mean, I am who I am, and you are who you are. You know what I'm talking about? So at the end of the day, I'm always gonna be myself. So I do have, you know, records on this new album with an urban feel, but it's still Jason Derulo.
Was that your sound initially when you first came out? Was it urban? You got me using the word urban. I hate the word urban, by the way. Say black.
Urban, I think urban is better because, I mean, you know, it's a wide range. But I started writing songs in the hip hop world, doing hooks for people like Birdman, Lil Wayne,
Pitbull.
When
he never got paid for those.
We can move on.
Never got paid, Jason. It's okay. That's a lot of that going around.
I know. It's crazy. But
they didn't try to sign you back then.
You know what? Nah. It was a crazy situation because I started off writing for Making the Band. I don't know if y'all remember when there was a TV show.
Hell
and
of course, yeah. Diddy's Making the Band.
Dylon. That's where I started from, writing songs in that pocket and writing songs for hip hop. That's where.
That sounds like
started.
Level 13.
But yeah, man. I mean, that was the bottom.
Yeah.
but yeah, man. I just, you know, continue to build my sound, and mm-hmm. I guess like a Pitbull who started off in a certain space. You know,
Pitbull was doing crunk.
Yeah, doing the crunk thing. I mean, you kind of find yourself and what you do.
I always wondered, you know, like with black pop stars, how is it, you know, dealing with, I guess, racism? Because, you know, you're dealing with the white stations and you're doing a lot of the white shows. Like, it's not really the urban thing.
I can't say, you know, I have experienced any racism from that standpoint throughout my whole career.
Right.
So racism exists, but it's not everywhere.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And that's the
Maybe music has no color for some people. I love a song.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't even know.
Lil Wayne says he's never experienced racism.
But he said in life.
I mean, that's hard to believe.
What made you go dress? Because I mean, you mentioned it. What made you go dress anyway?
I mean, I had long hair before I came out. I mean, I mean, being from Miami, I mean, everybody got dreads. I mean, braids. I had 14 inches right before I came on the scene. Pause. There was like. Pause, definitely. Right before I came on the scene, they were like, you know, it'll be better for your image if you cut your hair. Really? And I was like, nah, I'm not cutting my hair. I'm good.
A label made you do it.
No. They tried to make me do it, and I was like, nah. And then a company by the name of Locks for Love, a foundation, rather, came to me and were like, would you donate some of your hair to this foundation? And at that point, I was like, maybe it was meant for me to cut my hair. Because if I cut my hair, then, you know, there'll be some kids, mm-hmm. you know, that are going through, you know, the cancer that can have, you know, some hair and help with that situation. So I was like, it's probably meant for me to cut my hair.
Do you know who got your hair?
Nah, I don't.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. Yeah,
I knew it.
Do you feel the need to make any music?
Yeah.
Do you feel the need to do any, like, music about social injustice?
This time around, I have been dibbling and dabbling with that, you know, because it's just been so apparent in my life, you know, just recently. So, yeah.
So, tonight, we're going to the strip club, and we heard that you bring 70,000 every time you go to the strip club.
70,000?
Wow.
Did you really spend 70,000 in the strip club?
I did, man.
Goodness gracious.
We had to make the movie, of course.
That's a write-off, though, right?
Yeah, it could be a write-off.
50,000 in liquor? How many people you had with you?
I wanted to treat my staff, my team. So it was probably like 13.
House party would have been way cheaper.
Level 13.
You could have bought all the liquor.
The house party is always. I mean, LA, you know how that. Mm-hmm. You go to the club. I mean, after the club, for sure, is the after party.
That's late for you though. You making what, 300 a show?
Yeah.
He just said that.
It's so interesting.
3 to 5.
It's about probably 4 black singers that people probably know more than Jason Derulo, like just the regular everyday urban crowd. Mm-hmm. But you're making more money than all of them, probably.
Hands down.
Every single one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just a different world. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I mean, like growing up, I mean, you know, you look at like the biggest hip hop artists and you think they the richest people on the planet.
Yep.
But you know, it works a little different.
It looks like you have a new love in your life, a new love interest.
I am involved in the situation, but I'm doing things a lot different this time.
And she's one of your dancers.
Damn, you doing
what? I do my research.
It's on his Instagram.
Okay, you posted a picture of the girl.
Yes,
that's not keeping it private. Jess.
Yeah, that's not private at all. But that's probably nice. Y'all get to travel together. She can check 4 bags. I'm sure she's a key.
She can check 4 bags. That's good for her. That's what every girl wants.
We keeping that private. We're doing things a little different this time.
So why did you post on Valentine's Day then? You just felt overwhelmed with
mushy.
Love.
It was Valentine's Day.
I mean, what did I post?
You put up a picture of the two of you together with some really cute little quote.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Nice guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Hacked by. Well,
congratulations, Jason, man. I'm glad all the Haitian voodoo has worked and his career has prospered the way it has.
Well, there you have it. We appreciate you joining us.
You know, there's a lot of Haitians that probably think that, too. It's like, what did he use? Like,
what voodoo did he use? Where's the chicken foot buried?
Jason Derulo is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Dave Chappelle, as you know, at midnight last night, his Netflix special dropped. Did anybody get a chance to watch it? I was asleep.
No, I haven't. But
I'll be watching it today.
I'm watching it tonight for Taco Tuesdays.
What did Dave Chappelle do before the midnight prepare of his 2 Netflix shows? Well, he actually had a 1-hour set at the Peppermint Club in West Hollywood with a very intimate crowd, some special guests. I know Kanye was there. And also in attendance was Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder actually came out at the end and played with the band. He started playing the harmonica from the side of the stage, and then he entered the stage.
Well, thankfully, it was a comedy show.
Right. Kendall Jenner was there. Mm-hmm. Tyler, the Creator, was there. Tobey Maguire, Don Cheadle. A whole lot of people showed up for his celebration.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with Dave Chappelle. I saw Dave Chappelle on Saturday night at the Triple G fight. We was three rows away from each other, and we did homeboy sign language to each other. Like, what's up?
What he said?
About patting on the chest. Said,
okay, okay. Oh, pointing at each other. Okay, yeah. All right.
Then we was talking to each other throughout the fight.
Mm.
All right, now, Dave Chappelle also did an interview on CBS This Morning with Gail King, and he talked about a lot of different things. He talks about Key and Peele and how Comedy Central hurt his feelings because of Key and Peele. Check it out.
You know, when I did Chappelle's show, there were certain conventions of the show that the network resisted. And I fought the network very hard so that those conventions could come to fruition. So when I watch Key and Peele and I see they're doing the format that I created, and at the end of the show it says created by Key and Peele, that hurts my feelings.
Mm. Dave Chappelle, let me tell you something, my brother. You have no reason to have your feelings hurt by Key and Peele. I know y'all all on Jordan D. because of Get Out, because Get Out was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Key and Peele sucked compared to this Chappelle show.
Absolutely.
It's not even close.
It was very different. Some of Key and Peele's skits were really funny to me.
Not Chappelle
but
level
funny. Yeah, Chappelle's show was next level,
Let's be clear.
It's not even a comparison.
Not even close, buddy.
Just a little fun fact. I was actually on one episode of the Chappelle show.
Really?
Yes.
Doing what?
Maybe I'll post it later.
That must have been season 3.
No, it was the first season. I booked GZA for the Chappelle show, and he was on the first episode. He was on a couple of episodes, and I had RZA on there as well, if you remember the Wu Financial Group.
Absolutely, classic.
And all of that. But anyway, also Dave Chappelle says in this interview that ending the Chappelle show was like a very messy breakup. Here's what he said about why he had to leave.
I watched one of these nature shows one time, and they were talking about how a bushman finds water when it's scarce. And they do what's called a salt trap. I didn't know this. Apparently baboons love salt.
Okay.
So they put a lump of salt in a hole and they wait for the baboon. The baboon comes, sticks his hand in the hole, grabs the salt. Salt makes his hand bigger and he's trapped. He can't get his hand out. Now, if he's smart, all he does is let go of the salt. Baboon doesn't want to let go of the salt. Then the bushman just comes, takes the baboon, throws him in the cage and gives him all the salt he wants. And then the baboon gets thirsty. The first place the baboon runs to is water. Bushman follows them, and they both drink to their fill. And in that analogy, I felt like the baboon. But I was smart enough to let go of the salt.
Dave, just say you didn't want to do it. I didn't need the whole
Facebook
post. That was a Tyrese fake book post.
That was a big deal for a lot of people. They could not understand. The main thing people were saying was, how could you walk away from all that money? Everybody was saying that. Everybody thought it was crazy. People who worked with him on the show thought it was crazy. So that's explanation.
Money isn't everything.
It's not.
You want to do things that make you happy. And
it's definitely not.
The reason I really respect Dave Chappelle, he walked away from all that money, damn near a decade ago,
yep,
and got it right back at Netflix 10 years later, and he's doing what he wants to do now.
And how he wants to do it, correct?
Absolutely.
And he still has his people along for the ride. Ashy Larry. Mm-hmm. Still Donnell going Rollins, everywhere yep. with Dave Chappelle.
Yes, yes, once again, Dave Chappelle has gotten a $50 million deal and Donnell Rawlings does not get a piece of it. But
he gets to open on the
road. He's the wingman. Yes, he's the ultimate wingman.
He is the wingman.
You get to open up, Donnell.
He's doing Breakfast Club. He's doing Breakfast Club, man on the street.
Yeah, Donnell's, you're still Dave Chappelle's guy. That counts for something.
Yeah, no, y'all never texted him back, right? He texted all three of us.
I spoke to him.
Oh, Charlamagne, you didn't text him back. He asked me. He was like, how come nobody texts me back?
I called him. I talked to Donnell.
Donnell's one of those people I need to treat better in my life.
Yeah.
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do.
Donnell's my guy for real.
I don't mean to ignore Donnell. I just do. I don't mean to.
All right. Now let's discuss The Boss, as in Rick Ross. He did an interview with Billboard discussing his 9th studio album. And, of course, his issues with Birdman, his letter to Birdman, idols become rivals. They asked about that. And Birdman said, you know, I just think it's so... Rick Ross said, you know, I just think it's so effed up, us seeing Lil Wayne's situation and suffering from that. I kind of think we got used to it. I think the culture has effing accepted that Wayne would not put out another album. Mm. And that's not the way the game should be. That's not the way we designed this. That's not the way it's supposed to be. When we come up from the mud together, it's not supposed to be this way. Birdman is supposed to be in that effing building, making those effing people give him money to take care of his man. They're supposed to be in the effing building, flipping over desks in those effing offices, fighting to get money, not effing suing each other, fighting lawsuits, and everybody starving, not putting out music, not being creative, us not doing what we came here for. There's nothing more I hate than that. Us not doing what we came here for. Of course, he also asked about DJ Khaled and how Rick Ross said on the album that you put Khaled in the hole. Well, he said, what's going on? I don't understand. It's not the way it's supposed to go again. He said Khaled came into the fold and went above and beyond more than any artist went for his team and his brand. And he said at the end of it, just to see the way Birdman did Khaled's family, that's unacceptable. That's why Khaled is in the position he is in. Homie really left Khaled in the hole. He walked away from that and started over.
I mean, I really feel like Birdman done got that money from Universal. He just ain't give it to nobody.
Yeah, he got it and spent it.
He kept it for himself.
Right. Now Tony Braxton's thriving. All right, and Drake. More Life. That album, by the way, is Spotify's biggest album, first day of full release.
He beat out Ed Sheeran?
Yes, he beat out Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran previously had the record for Divide, which had 56.7 million streams on March 3rd, the day that it was released. And Drake's More Life had 61.3 million global streams. In addition to that, he beat him on Spotify and on Apple Music. Mm. So, great records for Drake for More Life.
Huh, okay. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Aubrey.
Yep.
Now he's going to put out Everything Everywhere on Saturday, March 18th. So, streaming, commercial release, all of that. All right?
All right.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Turn my mic on.
Your mic's on.
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, March 21st goes to an Australian teenager named Lee DePaul. Now, Lee DePaul is at the awkward age of 18 years old where he still is out here doing whatever he got to do to impress women. Okay, now at 18 years old, guys don't really have their life all the way together. They don't have money like that. Okay, probably still living with their mom, so they really don't have the tools of the trade to impress women yet, okay? Actually, in my upcoming book, my first book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, I speak about how as a man, you must always have a however, okay? Remember when Biggie Smalls said black and ugly as ever, however? He stayed Gucci down to the socks. He was saying he may be ugly, but being dressed nice was his however. You always gotta have a however, okay? When you're 18, you think, I don't have a lot of howevers, especially in this age of social media where everything seems material and superficial. If you don't have money or name brand stuff to show off on the gram, it feels like you are inadequate. Well, my brothers, I am here to tell you, even at 18, it's a lot of howevers you can have to impress a young girl, okay? You don't have to have money. My grandmother always told me manners will take you where money won't, so be a nice guy, okay? Being nice is a way to attract women. Let's not forget humor, okay? Humor is always a good thing. If you can make her laugh, you can get that ass, okay? Intelligence, that's always impressive. A lot of women are sapiosexuals, okay? If you don't know what a sapiosexual is, it's someone who finds sexual stimulation from the way a person's mind works, okay? It means you are... Don't you run over there, Bunchy.
That's great. Sapiosexuals.
Now, it means you literally are attracted to intelligence, okay? Intelligence will impress a woman more than anything, my brother. Smart dudes get all the ass. Don't believe me? Ask Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm Gladwell out here getting his 10,000 hours in on multiple women, okay? Manners, humor, intelligence, just a few howevers you can have when you don't have money that are just as impressive, if not more, than currency. Now, Lee DePaul hasn't gotten the however memo. So he was out with a group of friends, and he decided he wanted to impress a young lady named Sophie Patterson. Now, I don't really like the phrase doing too much because most of the time when you hear someone say, hey, you're doing too much, it's simply because the person saying that isn't doing enough. But in this case, when it comes to trying to impress a woman, Lee DePaul was doing too much. Let's go to Australia 9 News for the report, please.
Lee DePaul says he was trying to impress a girl when he jumped into the croc-infested river.
The 18-year-old was out to impress British backpacker Sophie Patterson, daring that he could dive into croc-infested waters at Innisfail.
He was kind of saying, you know, I can jump in the water, the crocs won't get me.
But one did, chomping on his arm and trying to take him under. Lee's encounter with what was a 3-metre croc left him with broken bones and scores of stitches.
I love vagina.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's truly an amazing thing, but I have yet to find a vagina that's worth getting bit by a crocodile for. Now, if my wife fell in a river full of crocodiles, sure, I would jump in after her and risk getting eaten by a crocodile. But to volunteer to jump in a river, to impress some chick that I'm just trying to get to know? That don't even make no logical sense. What if this crocodile bit off your little willy, mate? Huh? What if he found your little tallywhacker tasty and instead of your arm, that was your penis? Then what? What if, God forbid, that crocodile would have killed you? Then what would you do? If a woman is impressed and you're dead and not here to see her being impressed, what's the point? Now, Australian 9 News actually spoke to Lee DePaul, and he said this.
Tell us what happened. Go on.
Yeah, I was dared to jump in. So I jumped in, swam around to the stairs to hop out. Croc then grabbed me there on the left arm, took me underneath the water, shook its head a bit, and I managed to get a good punch in on its eye, and then it let go, and I swam back to the stairs, and, yeah, got out, thank God.
Knowing there are crocs around, why would you do it?
For that beautiful backpacker.
Why is she so special?
She's not really just another girl, but she's really good looking and been kind to me the night before.
Poor guy, man. My brothers, let's go back to the three howevers I gave you to impress a woman. Man is human intelligence. I would think the greatest of those three is intelligence. Ladies, if a man decides to jump in a crocodile-infested river to impress you, and that actually impresses you, y'all deserve each other because you just as dumb as he is. Okay? Matter of fact, both of y'all deserve to be crocodile meat together. Sophia gotta be giving Lee a sympathy date, probably because she's scared to death to tell him no. Would you tell a man no that jumped in a crocodile-infested river because he likes you? If he's willing to kill himself because he likes you, imagine what he would do to you if you dare to act like you don't like him. Not to mention, Lee done set the bar too high. Imagine if Sophia was really impressed by this act, okay? Now she'll expect you to keep up this standard for the rest of your life. Lee, you would have to damn near be the new Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, to impress Sophia. You would have to go toe-to-toe with every animal in Australia, and eventually, just like Steve Irwin, one of those animals is going to kill you. Spend life with who makes you happy, not who you have to try to impress. Please give Lee DePaul the biggest hee-haw. That's why you just got to be successful and get money so you can buy your wife a crocodile purse.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What is the craziest thing you've done to impress somebody? That morning, everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking what's the craziest thing you've done to impress someone. We found out Charlamagne actually stole from his poor grandma.
First of all, God bless my grandma. Rest in peace to my grandma. But you know how your grandma got, like, all the costume jewelry sitting in, like, a jewelry box on her dresser, and it's just mad different pieces.
And it's hers.
And it's hers.
Yeah, and it was like an apple. It was like an apple with like a ruby in it, whatever, whatever. And I took that and
you are
now ruby doesn't sound like costume jewelry.
I gave it to this young lady I was dating before I was with my wife, and
then you stole it back from her.
I felt bad and I stole it back. Yeah,
so you stole from two people.
You know how stupid you are giving a young 15-year-old, 16-year-old girl some jewelry that a 60-something-year-old woman was wearing to the church. That wasn't the flyest thing. You
know
you
stole some church jewelry.
I really expected her to wear that big pin to school. Like, it wasn't going down. So I stole it back from her and gave it back to my grandma. That's the craziest thing
she
I can think of.
She should have pressed charges.
Yeah, your grandma definitely should have pressed charges.
I can't really think of nothing I've ever done to impress
a woman. What about you,
Yee? I'm a woman. I don't really have to do anything to impress
you. Because you got a vagina.
Man. Yeah, I can't think of anything I've ever had to do.
Women don't got to do nothing but show up with that vag.
I can't. I mean, but besides the whole plane, jumping out the plane, I really didn't want to do it, but I didn't want to look soft, so I jumped out. But other than that, no, I can't think of anything.
I mean, because truth be told, like, I've been with the same woman for what? It'll be 19 years this year. So it's like my whole existence has been
impressing her. Absolutely.
You know?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Rob from Newark.
Rob, oh, boy. What's the craziest thing
you've done? Why you said, oh, boy?
He's from Newark.
So?
He might have shot somebody. Yeah. What's the craziest thing you've done?
It's a terrible stereotype.
Not the craziest thing to me. Like, I had one of my bros, like, one of my real close friends. Like, I was with some big, tough so I had, like, fool him in front of the girl trying to, like, look tough in front of her type.
What you
like, guy, now, guys always do stuff trying to look tough person. To impress a woman.
What you, bad, my
you,
bad.
You had one of your friends fake rob you, and you act like you fought him off?
No, I said I fought him. Like, I was on some, like, fake tough stuff. So, like, I fought him in front of the girl. Like, yo, like I was on some, like, I don't know, young, like, trying to be tough in front of her. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I was being mad extra. Yeah, I was beating him up. I knew I was on some bully shit, so I was beating him up. It was mad.
You gonna keep
yo,
on
my
cursing?
Brother, stop cursing!
Damn, he's
I want Newark. You to have the same energy you have when you're talking to your pastor.
I'm not gonna lie. In 11th grade, my boyfriend pulled a knife on somebody that sent me flowers at school or something like that.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Brandon.
Brandon, what's the craziest thing you've done to impress somebody?
When I first met my girl back at VSU back in 2012, she walked past me and I said, man, I'm going to marry her. And something told me, just to get her attention, because I was a freshman and she was a senior, but I took my dumb ass and I jumped down a flight of stairs in the music building. And she, I don't know, she thought I was ignorant, and then she walked away. And then 2 weeks later, she gave me a number. And I'm still with her today.
So you jumped down some stairs?
I mean, I can understand why women feel like, you know what, if this man is willing to kill himself for me, you know, we should be together. Might I need a man that's down to die.
But then sometimes
me.
You might feel like he's a little bit much.
He's too stupid.
He did a little too much.
But men always want them a ride or die chick, so a woman's like, I need me a ride or die chick. You down to die for me?
Stop it. 800-585-1051. What's the craziest thing you've done to impress somebody? Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're asking, what's the craziest thing you've done to impress somebody?
Listen, I didn't realize so many people done stole from their grandma. My man at JQ on Twitter says, my badass nephew did the same thing but didn't get the jewelry back, and it was a heirloom ring. Slick the engineer, heirloom. He says, I done took some of grandma's jewelry for a little lady too, for show.
Who does that? Who steals from grandma?
Hey, man, don't you be judging us. And for those of us who stole the jewelry back, we reversed our karma.
Oh, my goodness. Damn. Hello, who's this?
This is D'Angelo from Columbia, South Carolina.
803, what's happening, Metro?
Now, what's the craziest thing you've done to impress somebody?
I did the same thing with Shawty Long here, man. You know, I kind of fell away from my mom, man.
Y'all gotta stop stealing from your own family.
Well, but the thing about me, it's not considered stealing because she said no, so I ended up taking and putting it back. So it's like a bar. You know, it's a bar thing. So,
no good is going to come to any of you stealing from your mom, your grandma,
is that
your
South
aunt.
South Carolina thing you steal from
First
your
of all, it
grandma?
Ain't just a South Carolina thing, okay? People steal in the proximity of the people that they're closest to.
Okay. Well, let me put my stuff away right now. Right?
Exactly. Why do you think crackheads always clean out the house? At the time, I was open over this little young girl, and I stole some costume jewelry from my grandma, and then I stole it back after I felt bad about it.
This guy. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, DJ MB. This is Dee Marie.
Hey, mama. Now, what's the craziest thing you've done or somebody's done to impress you?
Get a wax.
First of all, okay, the craziest thing I've done, I got like a tongue ring.
3-6 Mafia came out and you thought you could get fellatio better with a tongue ring.
And then this guy, he came to church with me and then swore he like knew the Bible, and like my pastor was like, son, just sit down. Like he
what you mean he
like,
thought he knew the Bible?
Like basically we was in church at Bible study and he was like, yeah, I want to comment on that, and just started saying some
No, he
crazy
did not try
stuff.
To speak up in church.
He was acting fake smart, trying to out-pastor the pastor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
and then
how did the tongue ring thing work out?
He came to my dorm room and I showed it to him and he was like, I want to feel it. I said, so I was like kissing him and stuff. He was like, no, I want to feel it.
You damn right. I want to see what that mouth do.
You let him feel it?
Huh? He did.
Did you let him feel it?
She did. She did.
No. You a liar. You a liar.
She did. She did.
See, that's why God know your heart. God know you lying. You know that, right?
I'm not lying.
Did you get a man some head? Come on now. Stop playing with us.
I didn't give him no. Uncle Charlotte, I will tell you. I didn't.
All right, don't lie to you, Uncle Charlotte. Did you have sex with him?
No.
Did he go down on you? Did he go down on you?
Charlotte like that now.
He was going to. He was like, if you give me head, I'll say the whole name. I'm like,
what? What kind of rule is that?
You still got the tongue ring now? You still got the tongue ring now?
This guy.
God.
Do you still have the tongue ring now?
I took that thing out.
What's your Instagram? I
no,
need to see what my niece.
No,
I need
no.
to see what my niece look like.
Wait, what your niece look like? Have a good one, mama. You're a dirty old man over here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Nefty from Miami.
Hey, what's the craziest thing you did to impress somebody, or somebody has done to impress you?
Well, I had an ex that I bought Drake tickets for, and it was for his birthday, but he went and he took another trick. He said he was going to be his homeboy. And I was so hurt because I really wanted to go to Drake's concert, but I did it for him instead. And he took another trick and posted pictures on Facebook about it.
Wow.
So you bought him tickets to see Drake and he took another trick?
Yes.
Damn. I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's the way Drake would want it. Drake petty like that.
Drake, no, I love Drake.
I'm serious. I think Drake would be happy you got played.
Sorry, mama.
Alrighty, thank you.
All right, what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is simply, man, spend your life with someone that makes you happy, not someone you have to try to impress.
All right.
And if you want a guy to spend the night with you, show him what that mouth do, though.
Stupid. All right.
I think that works both ways, though.
What's that?
It works both ways.
Show him what that mouth do?
If I'm a girl, you can spend the night with me. If you show me what that mouth do. If I'm a guy, you can stay the night with me if you show me what that mouth do.
Okay.
The moral of the story is I want some of that mouth.
All right.
What you in this dorm for?
Fellas, you hear him? You want to spend the night with
man,
Charlotte?
Show
what that mouth do. We got rumors on the way in.
I can't wait till you get sodomized one day. You're going to stop all
what?
Of this.
Okay. Don't. That's not nice.
Don't
wish
that on me. We got rumors, G?
Yes, we are going to talk about Nicki Minaj. Find out what she's excited about, a new record that she's broken. Also, one of Charlamagne's friends just got suspended from her television
friends
show.
Friends is a strong word.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, congratulations to Nicki Minaj. She has the most entries by a woman on the Hot 100 chart, according to Billboard. That all happened because she put out those three songs while she was in Paris, and they all got placed on the most recent chart. So now she has a total of 76 songs that have charted over her career. Well, so congratulations.
Congrats.
She just beat Aretha Franklin.
Nicki Minaj. But please don't let any of this distract you from the fact that Remy Ma bodied her over the Sheath instrumental. It still happened, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, well, she's now surpassed Aretha Franklin, who has 73, and then in third place is Taylor Swift with 70, followed by Rihanna and then Madonna.
Okay.
All right, so congratulations. Tommy Lauren, Charlamagne's good friend, Tommy Lauren.
How do you, she's just,
put the friend,
exactly, like, stop it.
It gets him so mad.
Friend is a strong word.
Okay, well, she has been suspended from her show, The Blaze. And that is because of her own personal beliefs that she tried to express. Here's what she said.
No, I'm pro-choice, and here's why. I am a constitutional, you know, someone that loves the Constitution. I am someone that's for limited government, and so I can't sit here and be a hypocrite and say I'm for limited government, but I think that the government should decide what women do with their bodies. I can sit here and say that as a Republican, and I can say, you know what, I'm for limited government, so stay out of my guns, and you can stay out of my body as well.
Well, I'm pro-choice, too.
I had no idea that she was allowed to express such an opinion.
Yeah, I don't get
that,
though.
Now.
Yeah, shit, right. Listen, something isn't right with this story, though, because it's hard for me to believe that a company owned by a man, Glenn Beck,
the Blaze founder,
would suspend a woman because of her views on abortion. That's a gender discrimination lawsuit waiting to happen. It has to be more to this story.
All right, well, he, you know, is definitely being critical of her and has tweeted about it and everything.
It has to be more to
that
they
gonna
story.
Get sued. Not to mention the Blaze Network will be putting a muzzle on freedom of speech.
It has to be more to this.
And how are you going to suspend me for something I said on another show and network? I just think it's crazy that, you know.
I don't know what her contract is like.
That's a stupid-ass contract. If you signed a contract where you can't express opposing
views. If you're supposed to be representing, I mean, some people feel like she's kind of this spokesperson that has to represent a certain point of view and that she's been put out there.
You can't. Also, well, then again, one of my other jobs, they told me if I talked about Trump, I would be fired. But I kept talking about Trump. They ain't fired me yet.
Really?
They don't listen to you.
Listen, nah, they definitely do. They made sure they said that to me.
They can't fire you for your political beliefs.
And I say it every week.
All right.
And people are allowed to get new information and change their views. Mm-hmm. That's what receiving new information is all about.
Right. I mean, I don't know what her situation is. I don't know what her deal is. I don't know if at her job she has that freedom of speech that we might have here. Who knows?
Well, if she
maybe she doesn't.
Well, if she does, and you know, they suspend her for her views on abortion, and you're a network owned by a man, that is a gender discrimination lawsuit waiting to happen.
Has to be more to that story. Has to be.
All right, now let's talk about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I was trying to watch this yesterday, but I was very distracted. I was like making dinner, watching TV. I haven't been keeping up. I don't know what's going on. But I do know that Kirk had some interesting things to say to his wife, Rashida. He finally admitted that he has had an affair again with a woman from the strip club. Check it out. And his reason for lying to her is incredible.
I was drunk.
You know what?
I made
be
a mistake.
Be drunk. Get your mother and get the out.
I guess I really wouldn't expect Rashida to act any other way. Lying is one of the worst things you can do to a woman, but I lied because I really do love Rashida and I didn't want to hurt her. I made a mistake.
You need to go before I drag you up out of here and I'm dead ass serious.
That's absolutely true, though.
So if your man lies to you, that means that he loves you.
It depends what he's lying about. If he's lying about something like that, absolutely. You tell the side chicks anything. You tell these other little girls anything. You lie to your woman to protect her feelings.
Or just don't.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, that sounds good in theory, but I'm just saying.
You know what
when
else?
It
but it's really
down.
Bad when you keep on lying and you already know the truth from everybody else, but he's still lying in your face. That doesn't feel like love.
I'm not going to confirm nor deny.
Well, he got a baby, allegedly, so he might as well just give it.
Potentially.
Get back to me when I get this blood test. When you swab this little boy's mouth and prove that it's mine, then we can start having
But the problem is the woman is running around telling everybody, doing stuff about it. Everybody else knows about it. There's only so much
and
you can lie about.
And the words of Tommy Buns from Belly, the bitch is lying. I don't know no effing Kiana.
I don't know how much longer you can keep that facade up. All right, and Young Thug. Now, I've been following this story. They're saying he had to cut ties with his manager, Manny Halley. He did cut ties with him.
Manny called me the other day, said it was all a lie.
Well, I'm going to tell you what they're saying, and I'll tell you what Manny's defense is, and you could tell us what he told you.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're saying that Manny Halley was writing bad checks and forging signatures of employees of Young Thug's business manager, David Weiss, and they actually have the paperwork of them cutting ties with Manny. And Weiss also scheduled an appointment with the LAPD to ensure that Halley be charged and punished. And you know, Manny also used to manage Keisha Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who else did he manage? He managed
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj
for a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, according to Young Thug's former personal manager, Manny Halley, he is saying now that he is being trashed, and it's a defamation lawsuit. He's filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against the business managers, and that's all because he's saying that Weiss's company sent an email to a bunch of people saying that Manny had racked up more than $200,000 with charges that were not authorized. A lot of blogs posted that, and he says that $200,000 was for private jets for his concert tour, so it was not unauthorized. So he's saying that right now this is defamation, so he is going ahead and suing.
But right. He's still Young Thug's manager.
No.
Oh, okay.
So he called me the other day, though.
So something happened.
He said that's not true. He wanted to call and explain it, but
don't nobody really care, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest.
So what happened?
He said it's not. He said he did Young Thug right. He said it was all a lie. He said he knows nothing about stealing any type of money, any form.
So why isn't he Young Thug's manager anymore? Something happened.
I don't know.
Come on.
There's an opening at the Blaze. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.